Item number 16 from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to grant to the village of Whitefish Bay a permanent stormwater sewer easement so the village may construct, operate, and maintain a sewer and related improvements in and across DPRC property in Estabrook Park.
Do we have any representative from Whitefish Bay present? I guess not. Mr. Haley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Another storm sewer easement. This time our neighbors and partners to the northeast, Whitefish Bay. They are on the east bank of the Milwaukee River, just east of Estabrook Park. Have many neighborhoods there that were severely impacted by recent flooding. They have an existing storm sewer line that runs through Estabrook Park on its way to the east bank of the Milwaukee River. Unfortunately, it's just not big enough. With the buildup of the urbanized areas, stormwater is a significant issue. They have approached us. What they basically like to do is run a parallel pipe adjacent to the existing one. They'll both run through the park, combine into one structure, and discharge to the Milwaukee River at the place where the existing pipe does. It's fairly straightforward.
And this is very similar to the Shorewood circumstances?
Yes, it was just a few months back. We did the same thing for Shorewood. Again, these are communities that are hit very hard with flooding.
Questions by committee?
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion to approve by Supervisor Barkowski. If there's no further discussion, Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering, Mr. Haley, if you could, for our listening audience, briefly describe what kind of intended effect that these stormwater easements will create. We presume this is to reduce the impact of massive amounts of runoff, right?
I'd be glad to take an attempt at
Please,
that
Mr.
briefly. Again, we heard a lot of talk earlier about water quality. Stormwater is a fact. It's the water that runs off our rooftops and roadways and along the way picks up sediment and a lot of debris and chemicals and needs to be dealt with. So the municipalities have been tasked, per the earlier discussions, with reducing the contaminant loads, the materials that are in these stormwaters, at the same time trying to deal with reducing flooding impacts. And really the problem, as you've seen on TV and in real life, is the backing up of the pipes. It cannot move quickly enough. So all the municipalities strive. Basically, we talk about the end of the pipe in those areas up pipe where all of these things come from. The municipalities are all tasked with improving water quality, reducing total suspended solids, cleaning up the water quality. These issues are really about the pipes that then take that treated water and discharge it to the river. They are required where possible to try to mitigate and control the flows so that we're not just creating bigger and bigger pipes and greater torrents on the river. This is all calculated to release it and hopefully results in better water quality and reduced flooding and impacts.
Very good. Thank you, Ms. Chern. And thank you, Ms. Haley.
Further questions? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved.
Item number 18.